You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this beautiful Tuesday in Cocoa. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Good, actually. Really
good. Was it? Did you do anything great? You go to any great restaurants or?
No, we fished tournament.
You did fish tournament?
Saturday,
what'd you catch?
Bass.
Bass?
Yep.
Like largemouth?
Largemouth.
Well, are you impressed that I know
now
that?
Now they're called the Florida bass.
The Florida bass. So do you eat them?
No, it's catch and release.
Okay. So how big are they?
Well, there's all sizes.
Because, you know, I'm from Michigan.
It ranges in all sizes.
We used to go bass fishing all the time for largemouth bass.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water. And you could eat them. It's very good.
Well, you could eat these too, but we don't unless they're passed away and, you know, we take them home.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Unless they're passed away. You know what? Now that you just said passed away, I just want to start the show by saying, I don't know if you guys have ever met Sheriff Ivy's dog, Junie.
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen pictures of it? This thing's huge. I've had, you know, at the gun show, Sheriff Ivy's come in many times. So I've had the opportunity to even give him a little water and get to know Junie. And he passed away this weekend, too. So sad day because he's been around forever. He's been like the mascot of our sheriff's department. He is part of the sheriff. So that's a big loss this weekend. Lots of people mourning the loss of Junie. So that's a sad day.
Just like an officer, you know.
Just like an officer. We've had crazy times this week. So I went to the Gaylord Palms this weekend. And have you ever been there?
I have not.
So I have to tell Jennifer and I went to the Gaylord Palms, and it is the nicest hotel ever. You know what? I'm going to introduce, and let me just say it right, okay? I always have to write like I spell. Mason, you better just do it.
Mason Tomasek.
Tomasek.
Yes.
Dr. Mason Tomasek. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. He is my guest host today. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is your first time on Real Radio.
This is my first time
this
on Real
is your
Radio.
First time. So
yes.
This is cool. So we met at a weird thing. You know, I do all kinds of events and I have all kinds of people on because what's cooking in the 321 is just not about food. It's what's happening in Brevard. So mm-hmm. Certainly we were happening a week ago.
Yep.
We met. I found that a little different.
Yes.
Than my normal event. Mm-hmm. I did food and beverage at the O'Galley Civic Center.
Yep.
And it was a fundraiser.
It was a fundraiser for
So now
nonprofit.
How did they find you?
I don't think they found me. I found them.
You found them? Okay, so let's just, because there's a lot of event planners out there. There's a lot of restaurant people listening. How'd they find you? Because first of all, you are a chiropractor.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're new to the area.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
I have been here for a month as of today.
A month?
That's, no joke.
That's a real short time.
Yeah.
You have your feet wet.
Yes.
You been to the ocean?
I have. I spent a lot of time there.
Okay. Soul searching.
It's spending time
it's
on the
therapy.
Beach.
Yeah, it's therapeutic.
Yes.
Wondering if you came to the right place.
I know I came to the right place.
Now you came from?
I came from Charlotte, North Carolina.
From Charlotte, yes. North Carolina. I noticed your plates say Texas.
They do.
So Texas to North Carolina, or did you steal the car?
No, I didn't steal the car.
On the run. We got somebody on the run, Danny.
Yep.
Okay, so you got a call to come here?
I got a call.
You were looking for a new job.
I was looking for a new job. Just life was showing me, pointing me in the direction that Charlotte wasn't the right area for me.
Okay.
And I had an experience when I went to Puerto Rico to visit a mentor of mine, and I just got such beautiful sun, beautiful weather, and I came back to Charlotte, and it was 40 and miserable.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
And so
I can't do cold.
I knew in that moment, I think that I knew that I needed to pivot and move somewhere that had a lot
more
sun.
You need where there's sun.
Yes.
Yes. So when you were in North Carolina, Charlotte, did you were you a doctor there?
Yes.
Or did you go to school there?
So I went to school at Parker University in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And then
The Texas plate. You really didn't steal that car.
I didn't.
Okay.
So 2.5 years ago, I graduated, and I moved to Charlotte to open up a practice with a friend of mine.
Okay.
I don't know if you want me to give you the whole timeline of my time in Charlotte, but
we can
a lot
say
of
whatever. It's real radio. You're welcome to talk about whatever you want.
I had an old roommate of mine, colleague. He opened up a practice there maybe 6 months before I did. He invited me to open up my practice under his roof so I could get my business started with a little bit of safety, some cushion.
So now let me ask you, do you grow up and, like, as a child say, I want to be a chiropractor?
You know,
Or does it come later on?
It came later on. I didn't realize that I wanted to be a chiropractor until my undergrad degree kind of showed me that my career choices were limited.
Yeah.
And fortunately, a alumni from the school I ended up attending came to my class and just told me about all the great things that he was able to gain from the profession that he entered.
So let me be the bad guy.
Okay.
Okay. Because we do hear a lot of things bad about chiropractors, but the one thing I can tell you, Danny included, it helps.
Oh, 100%.
It helps a lot of people.
Always.
So why is there such controversy with a chiropractor? How can people say, oh, it's not a real doctor? Oh, it is a real doctor. What is it? Tell me what it is. Educate us. Educate everybody listening here what's cooking in the 321.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. That's a great question.
And you know what? Just in case they want to ask some questions, 321-437-1567. You can text me your question, and we'll ask them right here while we're on the air.
Man, put me on the spot.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Great. That's right. We're going to chew you up, spit you out. But in the end, you're going to tell everybody really why this is good. And Danny's right here. I just said, Danny, you ever been to a chiropractor? You said yes.
Many, 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 many times.
So do you go like once a month or something like that?
I could go more a month sometimes too. Yeah.
And did you have a back injury?
Back injury.
Look, I'm getting you a customer
injuries.
Right here. See?
Yeah.
Back injury, neck. Okay. Yep. So I can't even stand like a masseuse touching my back. A masseuse. So I can't even think about a chiropractor. Like one cracked my neck one time. It scared the crap out of me.
Sure. It can be scary sometimes. It can be rough or it can be really gentle.
So you're 100% believe in what you do.
1,000%.
It's good to be passionate about what you do.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk. Tell us more.
Yeah. So chiropractic is about function.
Okay.
So everything that you see, taste, touch, smell, and hear is regulated by your nervous system. And if you have
Hold on. Say that slower for Kim.
Okay.
Let's say that slower. Go ahead.
Everything that you see,
taste, touch,
smell, hear,
okay,
and experience is all regulated through your nervous system, through your brain. And if the highway, the communication highway from the brain to the organs, to the tissues at the other end of it aren't aligned, so if there's a traffic jam, you have to take an alternate route to get the same thing done.
All right, now not to interrupt, but I like chakra.
Okay.
Which probably is the craziest thing ever, where they do the crystal bowls to align my chakras. Do you believe in that?
To a lesser extent. There's definitely truth in there, but my truth is in chiropractic. That's where I have the most experience. That's
so you adjust people.
Correct.
You open up that highway by adjusting people.
Correct.
So I had with someone one time, they actually took like a, what is it called in music? The sound fork.
The tuning fork.
A tuning fork. Yeah. And literally put on the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good for a few minutes. I did. But it was probably in my head, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't want to take away from your experience. If you found benefit from it, then I think that's
15 minutes. Max. Okay. So you absolutely believe in Danny, you, who goes as much as you can. This is an awesome thing.
It is very, it can be very, what's the right word? When it makes your body, when they adjust you and everything, if you're hurting and they adjust that, it just puts it, it makes the body feel much better when they do that.
Oh, and listen, we're going to come back to this.
Okay.
Because we've got a call coming in. This is a pretty cool call. Let's just see if it is Terrence. Is that Terrence, Danny? Maybe not. So we've got, I'm doing this on, let's just see if he calls right back. I'm doing Adam Carolla. Great comedians. We're having a concert on April 22nd. Actually, we're having it on May 4th. And we're having Adam Carolla and Terrence Williams. And these guys, I YouTubed them, and I Googled them. It's funny stuff. It's very funny stuff. So we'll talk to you. We'll get back to you then, and we'll wait to see if Terrence is calling back in. So sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. The highway from the brain to the rest of the body,
mm-hmm.
if there's traffic jams, if there's what we call subluxations, there's interference in between the transmission from the brain to the body,
mm-hmm.
your body isn't able to receive those messages to actually do what your body is designed to do is function at 100%. All we do as chiropractors is take the pressure off of those nerves, clear those traffic jams, and allow
full
expression.
And you do this through what?
Specific gentle chiropractic adjustments.
Chiropractic adjustments. Did they use tuning forks on you, Danny?
No.
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 Baseball bat.
No tuning forks for me.
No tuning forks.
It's hands-on.
Yeah. So are you mostly hands-on?
Mostly hands-on. Chiropractic actually means by hand only.
So
in Greek.
It scares the crap out of me, though, when I feel them things snap. It's like, oh, stop. Don't do it no more.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's different techniques. There's some that, you know, you hear the cavitation, which is just gas escaping from the joint.
Okay.
It's nothing scary. It can be if it's abrupt and forceful.
Okay.
I've experienced tons of those adjustments while going through school. And I think because I received those, it was like, how can I deliver this in a more gentle way?
So how long does a chiropractor go to school?
The chiropractic program that I attended was a 3.5-year program.
3.5 years.
I also attended a 4-year university before that. I didn't have to do a master's in order to get into this doctor-level program.
Okay.
I have some colleagues that did community college just to get the minimum required credits before they were accepted into the program.
Now you have your own practice, or you're still working? You're working under?
I'm working under my. He was my former mentor, and now he's my boss. His name is Dr. Haig John with Your Family Chiropractor.
Your Family Chiropractor, where you at? You here in Melbourne?
We're in Melbourne. The address is 520 East New Haven Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, right in downtown.
Downtown area's hot. So we met because we were doing this fundraising thing. I'm not sure. That's why I was asking you how you found them. How did you find – this was – the weirdest, I'm not knocking or whatever, but it was the worst fundraisers I ever did. And, you know, I usually don't even know what I'm walking into. It's just like, I'm doing food and beverage, whatever they eat, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got there, it was different. It was very different. In fact, you had somebody doing chakra there. You had somebody with crystal bowls right
mm-hmm.
next to the,
yeah.
right next to food and bev. And then you were off to the side, and then there was all different kinds
Energy.
Of walks of life. Somebody selling pictures, somebody doing face painting. So how did you come about finding something like this?
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a journey. So bear with me.
Okay.
So my boss, Dr. Haig, and our marketing manager had set up an event that was just outside the Civic Center. And in my text with my marketing manager, she sent me the address, and it's 1551 or something, whatever the address was to the Civic Center. And so I walk in there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't think that I'm in the right place. And I go talk to a few people to confirm, and I actually talked to Brittany, the organizer of mm-hmm. this fundraiser. And she was like, who are you? Like, who are you with? I'm like, oh, I'm with, you know, Dr. Haig John, Your Family Chiropractor. She's like, wait, really? Like, last night I was praying for a chiropractor, and here you are today. Because, like, I am thinking to myself,
it's
I'm in the
miracle.
Wrong spot. There's no, like, I don't think I'm in the wrong spot. And I later confirmed with my marketing manager that the event that we were supposed to be at was just outside, like the window that I had my booth set up.
Oh, yeah, because we do a lot of outside events there.
Yeah.
I know even when we were doing our event, there was something going on outside. There was like a farmer's market.
Yeah, there's a farmer's market
all kinds
as well.
Of stuff there with trucks and things like that.
Yeah. So I could see where my...
So you were just in the right place at the right time.
Right place at the right time, and I thought I was in the wrong spot.
And you met a bunch of people. We met.
Correct.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the area.
Thank you.
Let's talk food.
Yeah.
What do you think of our food here? Because, you know, in Charlotte, the food's pretty good.
It is really good. To be honest with you, I've only been to 3 or 4 places. One of them is Wendy's.
What? Oh,
so
oh,
I'm not
no,
going to talk about Wendy's.
Good.
But,
that's not good.
My first experience food-wise was actually the evening that I arrived. My roommate, he took me out to Long Doggers.
Okay, so we've got quite a few of them. They're,
yep.
They started out, that was like a Dunkin' Donuts on A1A, and he was a school teacher, two of the guys, and opened it up, LJ and Al, and they give a lot back to the community. I know my own kids have worked in Long Doggers at times, and they're still going and building and growing, so
yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. But you're right down there with Meg O'Malley's, and you had Meg Knight. You know, we had St. Patty's there, which is one of the biggest days. Were you out on the street at all?
No, I don't drink too much, so I don't really go out like that.
Oh, you don't even have
that.
To drink. It's just fun.
Okay,
like dancing
well,
I
must have missed it, so I'll have to put it on the calendar for next year.
The streets close up for that. That's It's probably one of the second busiest and biggest days downtown.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Dang, I wish I had known. I would have joined the festivities.
And, you know, if I was young, I'd want to live downtown. Like, they've got the new, I think it's the W or something. It's got Mr. O, the pizza place is Mr. O's.
That's
Mr. O One.
Yeah, that's actually one of the restaurants that I have been to.
That's awesome.
It is amazing.
Danny, have you tried that?
I haven't been
burrata
there.
Cheese. It's like burrata cheese, different cheeses. They make a pizza and they take, because I always say, you know, people like, where's the best pizza? No, pizza's personal.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza's a personal thing. It's like maybe tonight I want an Italian pizza. Maybe tomorrow I want a Sicilian pizza. Maybe. But Mr. O1 is different. They take like burrata and ricotta. They put it in the corners and they fold it up like a little star.
Oh.
And then they bake this thing. Have you had that one?
I haven't had that
You need to have that pizza because it's to die for. I'm telling you. It's a very good thing. And, you know, that's right next to the Henniger Center.
Mm-hmm.
Henniger Center does a lot of stuff with us. They do a lot of really good plays, funny plays. You know, I didn't think I would ever like a play, but I went to see the first one was called Run From Your Wife. And it had the guy from Mayberry RFD, the second one, like Ken Berry. I think he was with Carol Burnett, too. Ken, I think his name was Ken Berry. But
I know who you're talking
my
about.
Sides hurt when I left there because I was, it was just laughing for like an hour and a half. And so ever since then, I try to catch all the comedies because, first of all, a lot of them are local people, but they really are good. And they usually have like one or two people that are like well-known around the world. But they're good. They're good plays. So you're in the best place.
Yeah.
That's
We were able to walk to Mr. O1 from the office.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice lunch we had a few days ago.
And we've had all them guys here. Like there's Alligator Reef. He's been here. The one, I'm trying to think, real upscale across from Alligator Reef. We've had him on. We've had a lot of the downtown people in the studio and talking about what's going on. So at least you're on the hottest street.
Yeah.
What's better than that?
I don't know if there is yet. I haven't found it. I haven't quite found it yet. There is.
So far then, and you know, I went to school where you came from because I went to Johnson & Wales there.
Okay, nice.
And then Miami, and then actually from the Disney Institute, I got my license. But so I know all about the little bistros in Charleston and you know, and in that area.
Yeah,
north.
There's good food.
Yeah. So that's what I was telling you. So I went to Gaylord Palms this weekend. Jennifer and I went there because when you're there, Danny, you've never been there at all. Okay. And you probably haven't been there because you're just new.
That's right.
So it's just barely an hour away. Okay, and it's on 192. You could go from downtown. You could go New Haven all the way to Orlando. When you're in there, this is the Florida Gaylord Palms. So they have Key West. They have the fort from St. Augustine, and they have the Everglades all inside this one building with a dome. And then a water park outside with it's got even a wave pool where you can surf. Big screen at the pool so you can watch movies, DJ out there. You don't need to leave there to eat. There's something for everybody. Your kids can have a burger. They can have a pizza. You can have, I know, in fact, we had aged beef in the steakhouse, and it was absolutely out of this world. So there's your little getaway, though, because when you're there, you feel like you're miles and miles away because it's so different. So by far my favorite hotel in all of Florida is Gaylord Palms. They do the ice show where they have real ice where you can slide down slides and throw snowballs. And
ice skate, I assume?
Yeah. You know what? They've been known to have ice skate.
Awesome. I love ice skating.
You do? No. You're down here now. We don't ice skate. We rollerblade.
They have at Christmas time, they have the ice.
The ice, yeah. It's ice, a whole ice show.
Figurines
they give
they
you
do.
These parkas because it's, you right. know, like a bazillion degrees below zero. Like Jen's friend from Alaska. Jen always says, no, it's 100 degrees less than my body will take. Because it's like minus 50 or whatever, 50 windshield. And yeah, that's just, she said, if it's under my age, I can't do it. It'll come out. If it's negative my age. So we had a great weekend, great food. And here we've been dining out. Last night we went to Urban Prime. Now, we've been talking a lot about Urban Prime. That's in Vieira. Have you been to Vieira yet? Like by the avenues?
That's north from here?
So it's not north from here. It's south from here, okay. North from us.
And I've only passed through.
It's right in the middle. Did you come up the expressway or you came up US 1?
I came up from US 1.
Okay. So it's on the expressway, and it's just at like the Wickham Road cutoff, and there's the avenues. When you get to the avenues, everything's there. You got a Melting Pot. You got a Five Guys. You got Old Navy. There's you've been there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Many times.
There's everything there. And but across the street, they've built this. It's a new place, and it's Urban Prime. It's an Urban Prime market and restaurant. That's how they build themselves. Specialty grocery store, bar and restaurant. And I have to tell you, we went there for ISIS, one of our managers that takes care of all of our, you know, three, four of our places all the time. It was her birthday, and we took her out a surprise and had some of our friends come, and it was awesome. We had all kinds of weird things. Calamari, we had roasted Brussels sprouts. They were good. Carpaccio, which you can't get many places. Have you ever had it? You're looking at me like, what the heck is that?
Right.
Yeah, same.
rare beef sliced very, very thin.
Yum.
It just melts in your mouth. We had lots of different things. I drank something weird last night. I wasn't really drinking last night, but I had something called a mule. It had ginger beer.
Moscow mule.
Moscow mule.
Yeah.
Why is it Moscow mule? To me, that should be something like Mexican mule or something. Vodka and ginger beer. Who knew? Who knew it would be so tasty? If they could have thrown some cucumber in there, it'd be my new martini.
You'd have been happy, huh?
I'd be shaking that thing 30 times and sticking it into a martini glass because, you know, I like to drink out of a martini glass. We had my 9-year-old, and I said, tell him what you know about restaurants. I know you have to shake a martini at least 30 times to crystallize the ice without diluting the drink. That's the best thing, really. That was probably a great, great tip for everybody out there in restaurant world or at home. So you're single. We can put it out here on the radio because
right.
You're new to the area.
I am, yeah.
And so you got to start going out.
Yeah,
I and it's
do.
Good you don't drink because you can go out and not, you know, you can go out a lot because you don't have to worry about driving.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can save $12 on a drink too.
That's right. Listen, drinking
that's
is
right.
expensive. I know because one day it was Lent. For Lent, we used to go from the little cafe on Melbourne Beach, and we used to go to a place called the Oasis Lounge. 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock every day, we're done with working, and we'd go to the Oasis, and we'd stay there for about an hour and a half till we had to go home and make dinner and be responsible. So for Lent, we decided we're going to stop drinking. We're going to give up. You know how people give up things for Lent? We're giving up drinking for Lent. So I did that, And I felt so wonderful. At first, I was hating life. I go, I must be an alcoholic because I'm really hating that I can't have a drink. And then I said, you know, I really feel like great. I'm not going to drink anymore. And I'm telling you, I went 20 years and wow. didn't have a drink. I just stopped. You know, somebody said, did you go to meetings or something? I go, no. I didn't. I just one day just said, no, I'm not going to drink anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And yes, it was it made dining a whole different thing because now I drink two martinis. They're $17 on a good day a piece. Okay. Unless you're at Moss on Wednesday nights because they're $5 for Kim martini special. It'll raise your bill up like more than twice as much
mm-hmm.
because usually. Jennifer and I don't eat a lot, so we'll share something. I know that restaurants and servers hate that. I don't. I don't care what you do with your food when you buy it. You could buy one and split it with six people. It would not bother me at all, but restaurants, that bothers them. It doesn't bother me. But so we just eat a little bit. But, yeah, if I'm drinking, yeah, that we might as well times that bill by four. So you're right.
Yeah, it adds up quick.
So I don't drink and drive because I have a liquor license. That's an expensive drink.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no.
Plus, it's dangerous, too.
It's dangerous. Last night, I had a designated driver and still didn't drink. Yes.
How to do it.
Huh?
That's how to do it.
But I did have that mule thing. How did you know the name of it if you don't drink?
I used to. I mean, I was in college once. I was going to say.
Oh, did you play beer pong?
Guilty.
See, I'm really good at beer pong because I had kids. And like, oh no, mom's going to beat you at beer pong. I don't care. They were in their 20s. I'm like, no, I'm playing too. I'm beating all you guys. Moms might be older, but I can beat all of you at beer pong. Then my daughter was in kindergarten at that time and they taught her how to play and then they would drink for her. And I know she went to school and said, I played beer pong last night. I'm like, don't tell anybody you were playing beer pong last night. That was a big college game though. My son majored in it, I think, instead of college.
That's funny.
Alex, love you. Love you, Alex. But yes, we all know you majored in beer pong. If I was gone for the night or something like that, I would come home and they would have something on my table and I would know, oh, all your friends were over here playing beer pong. That's weird. I know that they know I'm on the air. That's the restaurant calling now. So listen, we do have a lot of stuff. I hope that Terrence Williams... from the Adam Carolla show, they're a dual. They're actually going to have three people. There's another person to come with them, Steve McGraw, but they're going to be coming to the Melbourne Auditorium. I'm really excited about that. You know, we've had Tyrus in there, and he sold out shows in like two or three days. So I'm excited about that. But this month at the Melbourne Auditorium, same place as them, on Saturday, this Saturday the 5th and the 6th, Sunday the 6th, we've got the Melbourne Home Show. On Saturday, it's 10 to 5. It's free admission for everybody. On Sunday, again, it's free admission, and it's 10 to 4. This is a good builder show. Fred, my friend, puts on this show. He's the coordinator, and it's an above-average home show. So that's a great one to come see. On Friday the 11th, you know, I've talked to you about it here. This is something you should really think about doing because it's the adult flashlight Easter egg hunt. Okay.
Like
this is Friday, April 11th, 7 to 9. You have to be 18 years or older. It's $13 a person. You can purchase your tickets at www.melbourneflorida.org/events. You can call 321-608-7400. You can get your tickets at the O'Galley Civic Center. That's on Highland where we did our fundraiser. You can get your tickets, but the event of the location is the Melbourne Auditorium. It's 625 East Hibiscus. You can enjoy games. There's music. There's tons of prizes. You can get food and beverage, of course, from City Bistro. I know I have my skull cap with the flashlight built right into it, and it's one of my favorite nights of the year. It's fun. It's funny. Tickets are on sale. They're on sale now. It does get sold out, so you definitely it's all indoors, so we turn off all the lights in that big auditorium, and everybody goes hunting for eggs. Cool prizes inside. Lots of restaurant things, dinners, and all kinds of things like that. So don't miss the adult Easter egg hunt. with your flashlights. We've also got the, go back there. We also have the Melbourne Toy and Comic Con. That's on Sunday, April 13th. Tickets are $10 at the door. Kids 10 and under are free. It's from 10 to 5. It's the Melbourne Toy and Comic is putting it on. Wonderful people. I'm hoping he's going to be here next Tuesday. He's going to be talking about, that's always a good show for us when he's on. Do you read comics?
Not really. No.
So no. I have to tell you, they have some cool things, though. It's not just comics. There's all kinds of things. They have all kinds of games. But the Melbourne Toy and Comic, they're going to be there. We're going to give away two tickets right now. We're going to give them to the 10th. We won't even make y'all wait. We give them to the 10th person who texts, I want to go to the Melbourne Toy and Comic Con. And we're going to give away two tickets to get in there on Sunday, April 13th. We've got the Municipal Band. Coming on Wednesday, April 23rd and April 24th. Doors open at 6. It's free admission. And then we have, of course, our favorite. Danny, what is our favorite? The Melbourne Community Orchestra.
Yep.
Thank you for providing me all my shirts that I wear every day. Maestro Mark, of course, will be with us that Tuesday before the orchestra comes on. It is May Mysteries Medieval Mayhem. Pre-show at 6:15. It's free admission. You can call 321-285-6724 or go to mcorchestra.org. I think that's MC Orchestra.
Now,
Melbourne
is that,
Community Orchestra.
Is that the 31st and the 1st?
That's so, it's just the 30th this time. And
only one day?
Yeah, that's what I have. And I hope that Mark's going to let us know that that's a typo or something.
Yeah, definitely. It's like 2 days.
Because usually it's a Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that, but that's what they gave me.
That's got to be a typo.
Huh?
That's
I hope that's
a typo
because we have as many people. Now, have you not yet been to the Melbourne Auditorium?
I have not.
Because we have cool things there. We have all kinds of different things. Danny can personally tell you he's been to micro wrestling.
Yes.
WWE wrestling.
Wow.
Micro wrestling's cool. They're like 2 foot high. They're little. They're
wow.
little people. They're not, yeah.
It's hilarious.
We can't say the word midget anymore. It's not politically correct, right?
Right.
Okay, so we can't say midget. I'm not going to say midget anymore. Micro wrestling. It's micro wrestling. And they're proportioned, they're just little. They're little and cute, and I love them. They're right. just the fun. They're fun people. You were at the WWE.
Yep.
And that was cool. Now, did you see anybody famous? Was there any, like, name things people
I've
this time?
I've seen them on TV.
You have?
Yeah.
Because I know my staff took pictures with somebody who it was a woman, like Zora or somebody, but they said, no, she's famous. I guess I'm getting old. I'm, like, getting real old.
Yeah, a lot of those wrestlers, you see them, because they're on Tuesday nights on national TV, and, you know, they get big time because they're on national TV, and, of course, they move into the, when they go to Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they get to be famous.
Now, do you watch NXT or any of that?
I don't. I usually watch MMA or like UFC.
So we have the MMA. And let me just tell you, that's real, real, real. Now, there's a little controversy because WWE, people will go NXT. That's not real. I watch these guys practice. Maybe I might know who might win or whatever, okay? But they're real athletes.
Mm-hmm.
These people get on the top of the ropes and they're jumping over and they've learned how to hit each other without breaking them apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that every one of them at the end of the night needs a chiropractor.
Yeah, I
yeah.
would agree with that.
So I think you should come to the next one, be handing out your cards like
When's
the attorney
the next
that goes
there you
after.
Go.
Yeah,
there you go.
The attorney that goes after the you know cars getting smashed. I'm telling you, all these people because they're all coming out to me for ice at the end of the night.
Oh wow!
Or he can have a portable table yep. set up. And for a small charge,
you know what? $100, I could
right
probably
there.
Get you a table there. Yeah, I could get you a
after
table
the
in there.
Of, you know, after they get done.
I'm interested in setting up a table. Let me know when the next one is, and
yes.
we'll get it set up.
So you should actually be at the home show. I don't know why you're not at the home show, because they have the beds where people lie and all kinds of things. There's this egg type thing. I really would like to have one, but I think it's a bazillion dollars. It looks like something that Michael Jackson would have slept in, you know. but it's very comfy. I've sat in it for a while. There's all kinds of things like that at the home show. You might want to think about that for the future.
You said that's this weekend, right?
Uh-huh, and it's across from, we're like kitty corner from Holmes Regional Hospital there on Hibiscus.
Okay.
Big, well, I think we're the biggest building in the, you know, it, actually I'm at both because I'm at the King Center also. We're at the biggest things. This, on April 9th, if Gina was here, she would be telling you, in Melbourne here, we do a huge, on the 4th of July, a Melboom. And what we do, everybody out there, just so I can make it clear, not $1 of your, not one penny of your taxpaying dollars goes towards these fireworks. Gina, who's marketing for the city, goes out and she fundraises for every dime for these fireworks. So we're doing, it's called Beauty for the Boom. This is a City of Melbourne Parks and Rec event. It's a fundraiser. It's join us for an evening of beauty and fun, Wednesday, April 9th, 6 to 8, $25 in advance, $30 at the door. It's at One Oak at the Hemingway's Tavern, which is 1800 Hibiscus Boulevard. It's over there by the movie theater where you see Hemingway's. They've made this beautiful venue right in the corner. You should bring your wife. You should have your wife come to this because they're going to be giving, you know, you come in and you can get, I think, like a manicure and see different beauty people. There's a champagne wall. There's door prizes. There's raffle baskets. There's a 50-50 drawing. There's hors d'oeuvres. There's beauty, health, and wellness vendors. There's networking and fun. All of the proceeds go to benefit Melboom 2025. I think that vendors' tables, they were only $100. So you could have been doing, adjustments all night for these women. See, that would have been a good thing. So I'm going to hook you up with lots of new things that you can go to.
Please do.
You can contact Gina for tickets at 321-417-1342. I have to tell you, I love Melboom. We spend the day there on the 4th of July, and it's right there on the water, and it's an awesome celebration. But I am looking forward. I'm doing soup and salads for this event, and I'm going to be with Ellen from Simply Fabulous, and we're going to be having fun. So that's going on that day. We also have, here's one you might want to do, Mega Indoor Rummage Sale. This is inside of the Melbourne Auditorium, same address, little different number, 321-608-7420. It's Saturday, May 10th, 8 to 1. I believe they don't have any more tables, and I got to tell you, you could have got a table for $20. Tables were $20. You missed out on this one. $20 to get your card out there. I think that that's a really good thing. But it's gently used items, shoes, toys, small businesses, vendors, and more. So that's going on also. You know, I love our Space Coast Harley-Davidson. Right while I was walking through this door, they actually sent me. You know, I've been soliciting them. They sent me on April 12th. So we're going to be, I'm going to get more information when I get off the air. I'm going to go, hey, thank you for sending me, because I've been stalking you forever. On April 12th, it's 1440 Sportsman Lane, Palm Bay, which is right over there by one of your favorite stores, Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop,
that's right. It's Harley has a, this is a first for me. It is the Harley, it's the Space Coast Harley Davidson Fur Family Fun Fest. Well, that's a hard one to say. That's like, see, she sells seashells.
Say that three times, right?
Fur Family Fun Fest. This is Saturday, April 12th again. Their main focus is for your furry family members, and it's from 11 to 4. It is finally a festival for furry ones. I got to tell you, I love this. I'll bet you Jen will want to bring Molly Dolly down there. And
they need loving, too.
Yeah. Oh, that dog gets more loving than me, I'm telling you. That's the... Molly gets love from everywhere she goes, from everyone. Yeah, she's very spoiled. So this is for Molly, your furry loved one. Play, eat, and shop. So they're also got a bunch of stuff. Harley Davidson always does great things for the kids. There's always music, there's vendors, there's food. Sometimes they give away free beer. I didn't read it on this event. Maybe the dogs don't want beer. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I've seen a lot of dogs drinking. My father had a Cocker Spaniel that could hold a beer bottle, but that's another story. So lots to do in our little town, see?
Yeah.
We have, you know, you're here today because Melbourne Seafood pays for our show every week. Huh. So that's one place I have to tell you as a guest, you have to go eat at. We've certainly eaten there many a times. You know, so we were talking about saving money because we're not drinking when you go out.
Mm-hmm.
This place, seriously, I'm not just saying this because they're my sponsor. It's the best value for your money. You can get a lunch for under $10.
Wow.
With a drink, with a beverage and a side.
Where?
And it's like shrimp and grits, shrimp and rice.
Okay.
Yeah. They used to have chicken and broccoli. And my kids love that because they're not real hot about the fish. But I have to tell you, they have a new place right downtown. Okay. Right on the same street as you.
No way.
Yes. Okay. So it used to be a place called the Bat Cave. But that was probably before you even got here. It's being switched over, but they've just opened. It's a Melbourne Seafood Station. It's a new place, new expanded menu. They now have fried food because they really didn't have fried food. It was all like steamed food and shrimp and stuff like that. But now they have fried food, and you get fried fish, local catches, and they are in downtown Melbourne.
I'll have to check it out.
Yes, definitely. So just a couple other things. On April 5th at Rickman Park, that's on Ocean Avenue, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Melbourne Beach is having a nature day. It's the Environmental Advisory Board that's putting it on. They're going to kick it off at 9 a.m. with yoga, and then it's a family event. It's to spread environmental awareness. And you should be there. Look, you missed another one.
What was the name and date of that?
So this one's April 5th, Rickman Park. Have you been down in Melbourne Beach yet?
Not yet.
So Melbourne Beach, I'm from Melbourne Beach. It's beautiful. It's beautiful down there. It's quiet. And I have to tell you, my daughter even got married at Rickman Park. We rented all of Rickman Park and the community center there because that was home. They're giving away plants. They're doing a plant giveaway. Who knew that we did plant giveaways? There's food, there's vendors, there's entertainment, lots of kids' activities. But I love Rickman Park. In May, we always have Founders Day there. And that's like, you can't miss Founders Day and you can't miss the art show. So this year, the art show, once again, it used to be downtown. I used to love it downtown. I don't know why they moved out of downtown. Maybe Dickie, who runs that, will call me sometime and tell me that. But this is their 40th annual art show. And that's going to be, I hate that they moved to Wickham Park. But we're going to be talking more about that next week. We're actually going to have somebody here the following week talking about the 40th annual art show. That's a don't miss for you. Put that in your calendar.
The art show, yeah.
And we've got some other stuff. We've got the Blueberry Festival coming soon, April 12th, 10 a.m. Is the fourth annual Blueberry Festival. It's the 12th and 13th, Blueberry Everything. And that, again, is at the same place as the art show that's on April 26th. But it's everything blueberries. I have to tell you, I've been to the Strawberry Fest, but I'm going to try this Blueberry Fest. I definitely
and
have
that's
that.
That's April 12th and 13th?
April 12th and 13th. On the 12th, it starts at 10 a.m., and on the 13th, it's at 5 p.m. And is their fourth annual Blueberry Fest. Don't know how I missed that one, but I did.
April 13th, they start at 5 p.m.?
That's what it says, 5 p.m.
That don't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Well, that's why I say it here, so that they can call me and correct me, because we have plenty of time, because we have another week. So,
yeah.
I just read what they give me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Art Fest is huge. That's a huge one. That one I know, you know what? I think it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Does that make more sense?
That makes a whole lot more sense.
That's probably it. But those are two things to not miss. And again, in Melbourne Beach, if you haven't been to Melbourne Beach, it's right there on the river. It's beautiful. It's across from Dijon's Steakhouse.
Mm.
Lots of good places in Melbourne Beach to eat. One of my favorite restaurants is Cafe Coconut Cove. I'll just say hi to them. Of course, you need a date there. That's a very romantic place.
Okay.
It is. I think somebody just put on where to eat on 321. What's the prettiest restaurant? By far, Cafe Coconut Cove took that. So now I want to talk about another biggie going on in this town. Now, you know, and I'm going to let you know, Danny and I like a burger. Mm-hmm. It's got to be great, though. All right. So Florida Today has had this huge, have you caught any of it? Because does anybody read the paper anymore? I'm sorry to Florida Today, but nobody reads the paper, right? What about digital? Do you read it digitally?
Nope.
You don't?
Not really, no.
Okay. So I do. And especially because Lynn and Sue that do the, you know, the entertainment and stuff like that, that's been a biggie for the, you know, I pay, it's very little money because I still like to read that part. But, yeah, I don't, even though in my lobby there's newspapers, they're usually the Wall Street Journal. I don't know if people are actually reading papers anymore. Like, every corner used to have a paper machine. Remember, you'd put your 75 cents in there and lose it half
yep.
the time. But then when you got open, somebody would grab five papers. That's probably why they're not selling them anymore. No, I just don't know anybody that reads the paper anymore. I don't know anybody. So I hate to put that on them. But at the same time, in Brevard, they have, it used to be very, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it. Because a lot of times restaurants would have all their staff every night fill out it's the best of. Okay, so the 2024 best of or the 2025 best of. And they come in with newspapers and they make you fill out, all, you know, like staff had to do 10 of them each, you know, so that it was sort of a popularity contest who could get the most people mm-hmm. to. And I don't know that the people that won were actually the best, not even close. But this time they've put it out there for everybody where the best burger is. Now, where do you think the best burger is?
Oh, Kim's Bistro.
I know Kim's. So it's funny you say that because I'm not trying to brag, but my burger is $7 and $8. Okay, when you go to a bar anymore, a burger is $15 to
yeah,
$20.
Easy.
Have you been to Ford's Garage?
No, I haven't because I heard
I heard they're like over $20, whatever. Okay, so they're having this huge, and it might take me just a second because I want to find it, but they're having this huge competition of where they have the best burger. So the best burger so far is Titusville Burger Rob's, and I actually want to pull up the right thing so I say it. And then there's a place called Twisted Birch. Do you know of Twisted Birch? Because that's in your neck
Birch,
of the bird,
yep.
of the woods,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's, and is it, and then there's another one, Salty Sisters.
I've heard of it, never
okay.
been there.
Okay, so wait, I need to pull this up, though, so I report correctly. Let me get it here in front of me. Sorry for the.
Well, Alligator Reef made a great burger, too.
So you're right, because my brother had a great burger there. I'm trying to, here it is right here. Okay, here we go. All right. So this is the best burger challenge. Vote at floridatoday.com 2025 for the best burgers. Now, when it started out, I mean, they had a lot of burgers. They had, and I'm just going to name a few of these. Rich Island Burgers, Salty Sisters, Broken Barrel, Helen Blazes. Okay. So out of that, Salty Sisters and Helen Blazes won. And then they had Burger Rob's, Tin Whiskey, Too Cool Cafe, Pub Americana, Burger Rob's, and Pub Americana. Now, have you been to Pub Americana?
I have, and they've got some good burgers as well.
Okay. And then they had Twisted Birch, Cocoa Beach Fish Camp, the Hook and Eagle Tavern, and the Cottage Irish Pub. Hook and Eagle and Twisted Birch won that one. And then the Burger Place, which is, you know, US 1 South, Cabana Shores, Burger Inn, and Moonlight Drive-In. That's one I don't know. I don't know about Moonlight Drive-In. The Burger Place and the Burger Inn won that. And then from that, it goes down. And then Salty Sisters, Burger Rob's, Pub Americana. Now, those three are going against Twisted Birch and the Burger Inn. Now, Burger Inn has a good burger, but it's frozen. So, I mean, how can you... Like, the burger I do is, seriously, it's... It is chuck. It's, I'm trying to think, because it's a three-way mix. It's chuck, short rib, and brisket, ground together. Okay, how can a frozen just hamburger compete against that? I just don't even get that. Is the human palate just not know the difference? And, you know, I do a burger in the concession that's actually already cooked. We cook it beforehand. Sometimes it's frozen. People love that. You've had one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were trying to try them out to see. Because we needed, when you're in a concession, you need to blow out burgers. Like, mm-hmm. you can't cook them that fast. We needed one we could put in a steam table. That burger's pretty good. It's the best one we found. It's made by a company called Holton, which is great burger. But all the same, it's pre-cooked.
Yep.
Okay, so I can't say that I would put that against our fresh burger.
No, well, no.
And it's also $5.
Never a frozen burger is,
okay,
is as good as a fresh burger.
So that's why, so now you have these people going up against each other, and one's frozen. So it's like,
I feel like there's a nostalgia.
I can't.
It tastes reminiscent of your youth or something.
So we have Salty Sisters, Burger Robs, and Pub Americana competing for the final spot against Twisted Birch and Burger Inn competing for the final spot. And then those will go now again. So that's everybody's got to go eat at Salty Sisters, Burger Robs, Pub Americana, Twisted Birch, and the Burger Inn. And like I said, I like the Burger Inn. My kids love the Burger Inn. But I just don't put it in the same category as a fresh burger. And, so not, Mike, I love you to death. I'm not knocking your burger. I think it's one of the best burgers, and I'm sure it's the cheapest one on here. And I'm really shocked that downtown, here's a place for you while you're eating, while you're working downtown.
Yeah.
The Burger Place is fabulous. They make their own bread. They literally bake their own buns there. So how you can compete again with a Flowers bun that's just everyday bread with something that just came out of the oven. I don't get it. So is it that it's back to that, it's not what's best, it's what you like.
Yeah, it's what you like.
It's what not. You like. It's not what's best.
Right.
No one can tell me a fresh baked bun is worse than a Flowers that is like Wonder Bread. I'm just not. So this whole thing, maybe this is why people quit reading the paper.
That's it.
I don't know, but I'm going to make sure that I go because I've never been to Salty Sisters. There's been loads of stuff and things that Salty Sisters has done. So if Salty Sisters is listening, please send me an invite. I want to come up and talk to you and I want to try your food. I'm definitely going to go and make sure that we try all these burgers. You should do that too. We should ourselves go. There's 5 places we got to eat burgers at.
Well, we need to hook up and do that.
Mason, you in?
I'm
Are you
so
a burger
in.
Guy?
I love burgers.
You'd love burgers, see?
Yeah.
But it's so disappointing when you get a mediocre one.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be a great. I love Five Guys burgers, which is not a great bun. It's a soggy bun.
But it's a good
but
burger.
But it's so good because it's fresh.
Yes.
Because it's a fresh burger. I like jalapeno. It's fresh jalapeno, not pickled. Mm. Don't put anything pickled on my burger, you know. So that's what we need to try then. Salty Sisters, Burger Robs, Pub Americana, Twisted Birch, and Burger Inn. And we're going to come in here and we're going to tell everybody.
Well, I've had Pub Americana, so I know how
you
they
have. Are. So how that one was, how's that rate?
That was good.
Okay. Burger Robs.
I haven't had that.
Okay. I did. I got to be honest with you. It was like Smash Burgers. It was way too greasy for me. Now,
okay.
A lot of people like that grease. I did not care for Burger Robs. Sorry, Burger Robs. I'm just telling you what that's, I'm not saying what's best. So that's the thing. I'm not saying what's best. I'm saying what I don't like best.
Well, I agree with you. I don't like it when it's real greasy.
Yeah. So that's not knocking Burger Robs, and they do a great job. They're, you know, their trailers are all over the place too, and now they're in Titusville. They've been there. I don't know. But I have had theirs. Twisted Birch. I actually had somebody in my family worked there and said that they had an awesome burger. I don't know. So I want to try Salty Sisters, Pub Americana, Twisted Birch. And a Burger Inn is always a great, especially value for your money. It's a great burger. I'm really, really sorry to see, though, the burger place not be in there. Because when your name's Burger, like our place is Burgers and More, you better have a good burger. You just better have a
right.
good burger.
Right.
So I'm hoping, you know, I don't know. I can tell you that if you go downtown to the burger place, you're going to have a great burger. Except for that pickled jalapeno they want to put on it. I can make every burger a little better. But anyways, so that's going to be an interesting end to see how that burger thing comes out. Today I had something a little weird. It was a taco trailer. Not taco trailer. It was a egg roll trailer that Keith stopped. It was a truck on the side of Babcock, and they had a Reuben egg roll and a Philly egg roll. And that's what he brought me for lunch today. Thank you, Keith, for that lunch. I'll be tasting it for 3 days. There's something new, and I've put some things on our Facebook page so you can look at the menus of these different places. I'll put the different burgers up there so that we can maybe people will start reading the paper again after this. Listen, Danny, did you just see him put up three fingers? Then he puts up two fingers like a rabbit, and then he gives us the finger totally. So I want to give you a couple minutes here before we get off the air to tell everybody where to find you, how to find you.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to add before we leave here today?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you again for having me on here.
This hour goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So just to recap, my name is Dr. Mason Tomasek. I'm currently working with Dr. Haig John at Your Family Chiropractor in downtown Melbourne. What we're doing now is offering a free X-ray and MRI review. All you have to do is call in 321-722-5846 and just mention the radio show. And if you don't have your X-ray or MRI, we can order them. This special also includes a free evaluation, and that's $250 savings.
Wow. You heard it here on What's Cooking in the 321-437-1567. Take advantage of that. Definitely when you come to see the doc, say, "What's Cooking in the 321 mm-hmm. sent you?"
That's right.
Yeah.
And you'll take care of all of our peeps.
I would love to. I'd be honored.
That's great. Did you give him the address? Did you say the address?
The address is 520 East New Haven Avenue, Melbourne, Florida.
And how about the number? Can they call it?
They can call the number. It's 321-722-5846.
That is awesome. Listen, I appreciate you coming, because I love to have things on that aren't always food. People always say,
Well, everybody's got to eat.
Everybody's got to eat. And next time you come, I'm going to ask you what your favorite restaurant is. I'm going to ask you this more important to me. Where do they play the favorite music in the restaurant? Music's a big thing with dining. There's just one thing I want to hit on just really quick. We're going to have the Italian American Club back this month. Don't forget, we're going to have Comic-Con. Adam Carolla is going to also be on or calling in. Terrence Williams, that's going to be doing that at the auditorium with him, will also be on. And then the only other thing I want to add is, I'm at Eastern Florida State College. The baseball and softball, please come out and support these teams. Our bleachers are sitting empty, and I don't know why. Baseball, it was just America's opening day in baseball all over. But I hate to see a lot of our athletes are from out of the country. I just don't think they have the families here to support them or whatever. But I'm really shocked that Eastern Florida State College isn't got the stands full. So if you can come out, I know that on Thursday we've got baseball at 5. We've got softball with the girls at 2 and 4. And if you can and you like the sports, please come out and just come out and watch the games. They're all free. I'd like to say we had free beer there to get you in, but we haven't gotten that far yet, but we're working on it. Listen, thanks for listening to What's Cooking in the 321 here on WWBC. Danny, thank you for being here and making
welcome.
It happen for us. And to you also, you open welcome back to come back whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I'm Kim Meredith, and this is What's Cooking in the 321. We're out. Have a great week.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.